Today's shiur in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Erevin, Daf Samach Ches. And we pick up from yesterday where we left off, five lines from the top of Samach Ches Amud Aleph. In yesterday's discussion, we had a case where a baby was supposed to be mild on Shabbos. They prepared hot water beforehand, this was their custom, and then the water spilled out. So they asked Rabbah, what could they do? And Rabbah had said, take water from my house and bring it to the baby. Not a problem. Only problem was they didn't make an Erev Chatzeros, they didn't make a Shita from a Vayus. And therefore we had a whole discussion yesterday how they were allowed to go and bring the water via a non-Jewish person from Rabbah's house to the baby's house. Now the Gemara questions. Amli Rabbah bar Rav Chanan li Abaye, a different Rabbah. This is a Talmud of Abaye's, not a Rebbe, not the Rabbah who was Abaye's Rebbe along with Rabbi Yosef. So Amli Rabbah bar Rav Chanan li Abaye. He says, I don't understand. Mavoa the Isbe Tre Gavre Ravere Kirabanan. This Mavui that we were talking about, this Chotzer that we were talking about, that both Rabbah and Abaye lived in. How come it didn't have an Erev Chatzeros or Shita of Levayis? We know nowadays that most neighborhoods that are considered significant neighborhoods with significant Jewish populations within them, they try to have an Erev. It's wonderful for the young families especially, but it's good for everybody. So he was surprised. Rabbah bar Rav Chanan said to Abaye, you lived in that neighborhood. Rabbah lived in that neighborhood. Below Halevi Bay, lo Erev, lo Shita. I can't understand. Why was there no Erev Chatzeros and no Shita of Levayis? So Abaye tells him, it's just technical considerations, no halachic considerations, just practical considerations. Amalei, Abaye said, who was supposed to do it? My Navit. Who was supposed to make the Erev Chatzeros over here? Mar Lavurchei. For the Rebbe, for Rabbah to go and be bothered with actually doing such a menial type of a task, he's the Rosh Yeshiva. It's not his responsibility. So then it'll be left to me. I'm like the local Talmud Chacham that would be Osek in such things. I know Tridna Begirsai, but I was too busy learning. I didn't have time to go and do it. Inhu, what about somebody else? The rest of the people living in that Mavui, they just weren't interested. As Rashi explains, Inhu, the rest of the people that were living over there, Shar b'nei ha-mavoi, lo mishkachi. They just didn't care enough to go and make an Erev Chatzeros, a Shita b'vayis. I don't know if they weren't religious. I don't know if they would carry anyway. They just didn't care. He says they didn't do it. No, there was one alternative. He could have put in on his own food on behalf of everybody and made an Erev Chatzeros with his own food. Nobody went actually around collecting it. Today it's different. Today you have the people that are in charge. They just buy a box of matzahs for the entire town, and it's again not a financial consideration. But in those days, everybody had to put in a box of matzah. Food was much more at a premium. So Abaye said, "V'akni luhu pita b'sala." If I were to go and put my own bread and acquire it on behalf of everybody, so then Akdin Lupita Basala, they would have access, so to say, to this either this Erev Chatzeros or the Shita of Mavoyis with my bread. So then, wait a second. Given the bow, let me know. If somebody says, oh, I'm hungry, I'm going to take some of the bread, so then the Loevsho Eliasva Nialayu, I'd have to give it to them if we want this Erev to be good, because if I didn't give it to them, then Batil Shitov. If I said, no, you really can't have it, it was all a legal fiction over here, you can't really have it, so then it would be not a good Erev, the Tanya, because we learned in a Brisa. If Echad b'mnei Mavoi should be Keshai v'shemen, if we made an Erev Chatzeros, or actually a Shitov Mavoi, so an Erev Chatzeros is usually made out of bread, so Shitov could be made out of Yayin or Shemen. So if they made it out of Yayin or Shemen, and I put in on behalf of everybody, and then somebody says, well, listen, I'd like a glass of wine, the loan of son-in-law, and we don't give it to him, then bottle a sheet of, then the sheet of Mavaya goes out the window. It's not a real sheet of Mavayas. So Abaye said, I don't have enough money that I can afford to go and make an Erev Chatzeros over here with bread, and then if people are going to want to go and take it, I'm not going to be able to give it to them because I'm going to run out of money. I just don't have that type of money. And therefore, as Rashi said, if they wanted to go and eat from it, for Yashol be many, and asked me, can I have it? So any holds beyond the levate mishali. I just don't have enough money that I can say, sure, have it. On every Shabbos that they should use, whole Shabbos. And therefore, lekach limso she'ein belibi liyoz bochele gomor ubat l'shifa. And therefore, since I wouldn't be giving it over wholeheartedly to them, it really doesn't work. And that's why Abaye explained to Rabbah by Rav Chanan that there was no Erev Chatzeros or Shita Fuvayos in this courtyard. No, there's one more suggestion. Go and set up the Shita Bavoyos, not with something expensive like bread or oil or wine, but go take challah. Challah is vinegar. It's not very expensive. And go take not a whole barrel of vinegar, take a revi'itz. That's all you need for the Shita Bavoyos. You have a whole barrel over here of vinegar, and you'll designate a revius of this battle. Nakli luhumar revioso dechala bichavita. You'll designate a revius of the vinegar in this large barrel to be the sheet of mavayos. And then even if somebody were to ask for it, it wouldn't be such a big deal because it's very, very inexpensive. So why didn't you do this? So Abai says, sorry, you can't. Tanya, because ein mishtatim biotzar, because my opinion is like the opinion recorded in this brisa, which says that you're not allowed to go and take an otzar, a larger container, and designate a part of it. You could designate the whole container, that would be fine, but you can't designate a part of the container and say that that should be the sheet of mavayos. That would be a concept of breira, and we don't allow breira in this situation. As Rashi says, for example, bedavar otzer could go chavish al yayin al peros hamuchunasim. If you have a barrel over here of wine or of fruits, ein sochin amash besochin. You can't take part of it mishum de ein breira, because we don't hold breira in this situation on a sheet of. And if somebody were to take from it, also so then whatever they take, you have to say that that's the sheetuf, and then there is no sheetuf anymore. And therefore, that's why I said it's no good. The Gemara says, well, Tanya, there's another brisa that says, mishtatvim, that you can, in fact, be mishtatvim with an otzar. So we seem to have conflicting opinions over here. So the Gemara says, no, it's not conflicting opinions. It's a machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Amar Voshaya Lokasha, the brisa that says that you're not allowed to do this, ha Beis Shammai. And the brisa that says you are allowed to do this, ha Beis Hillel. Because this is a Mishnah in Beitza and other places as well, which tells us the following. Hameis babayis, Rechman al-Islam, there's a mace inside a house. So we know that because of Tumas Ohel, it's going to be metame, everything in the house. But if you're going to take it out a certain exit, it's only going to be metame going through the other rooms that you're going to have to exit through, but not in rooms or in chadarim that you don't have to exit through to get out. So if you have a mace in the bayis, so that room of the maces is obviously going to be metame everything in that room. But then, if that house has velo pesachim harbi, if there are many exits that you could go out, so then kulan tamim, since you don't know which one you're going to use, so then all of them are going to potentially be used, and therefore anything found in the hallways, in the passageways, in the exits, there could be metame with tumas meis will become tome tumas meis kulon tmeim. However, niftach echad mehem, if you used one of them, all these doors were closed. If you opened up one door or one window, so hu tame, so then only that root is going to become tame v'chulon tahorin, and all the other roots are going to be tahor. Now, that's what the Mishnah said. But it tells us further, chishev lohotzio be'echad mehem. If you just even intended to go out through one of them, to one of the doors, oh, b'chalon, or one of the windows, as long as the window is a pesach, sheyesh bo arbo tfachim al arbo tfachim, so that's considered a passageway out. A mace could fit out through that type of a window. So then, even if you just thought you're going to go out that way, matzah l'kol ha'psachim kulon, it's going to go and save all the other psachim, all the other corridors and passageways that you could have gone out, they won't become tamei tumas mace. That's the opinion that the Mishnah states. On this, Beish Ami Omrim, when does it have to be chishev? It has to be v'husha chishev ad shalo yomos ameis. This is Nebuch, the guy is a ghost face. He's about to die. Everybody realizes he's about to die. He's having a heart attack. He's about to die. So Beish Ami says, if you say, Nebuch, when this person dies, we're going to take him out through this passageway here, then all the other passageways become tar and don't get ruined with tumas ameis. But that's only if you said it before he passes away. V'husha chishev ad shalo yomos ameis. Because otherwise, you would say breira, and we don't say breira in this situation. No, you can even say breira. Even after the person Nebuch passes away, whichever way you take him out, that in retrospect was the route that you're going to take, and therefore breira works. So this machlokas between these two brises, does breira work or does not breira work? This is in fact the machlokas Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. So that concludes the discussion as to why Rabba and Abaye didn't make either an Erev Chatzeros or Sheet of Mavoyos in their apartment building. Now, as we said yesterday, there was a case of a baby that needed to undergo a bris milah on Shabbos. That was the eighth day. Bris milah is Docha Shabbos Bismana. And therefore, they prepared the water, hot water beforehand, and then the hot water spilled out. So that brought us to a case yesterday that they took Abaye and Rabba were living in that courtyard, and Rabba said, take the water from my house. And Abaye said, no, you can't do that. And we had the whole discussion from yesterday's year. So now we have another discussion about a similar case. How Yanuka, there was a baby that was supposed to be mild on the eighth day on Shabbos. Apparently, it must have been a relatively common thing that they prepare the hot water and it spilled out. So what to do in this case? Now, in yesterday's situation, Rabba had hot water in his house. Here, there was no hot water available. So Amaluhu Rabba, Rabbah said, "Nishailei leime itzricha." You know what? The mother has just given birth. That's why she has this eighth-day-old baby. Now, if it's truly pikuach nefashos, we just have to remind everybody, of course you can do anything for pikuach nefashos. Now, there were certain guidelines between the first 3 days, for example, then between days 3 and day 7, then between day 7 and day 30. There are different rules in terms of fasting, for example, on Yom Kippur, that we just went through, in terms of other types of dinim. Now, one of the dinim is that the woman needs hot water, so then if it's within a certain period of time after giving birth, so you can heat it up yourself. If it's after the first week, so Rashi brings down, in this situation, where the woman says, I need hot water, but it's after 1 week, kaimalan, chaya achar shiva, after 7 days, afilu omra tzrichani, even if she says, I need this, I'm going to be very sick if I don't have this hot water, in mechalin lesa Shabbos, a yid can't go and heat up the water for her unless there is a clear-cut proof that it's pikuach nefashos. But in general, we say after the first week, there is no automatic assumption that it's pikuach nefashos. However, I will also la yidei amramai, that you're allowed to go and ask a non-Jewish person to go and do this issa daraisa for the yid. The non-Jewish person is allowed to go heat up the water for this woman. So now it's day 8, so it's after day 7. So go and ask her, do you need hot water? If she says yes, so then ask a non-Jewish person to go and make hot water for her. Nishailel ime itzricha. Ask the mother, does she need hot water? And nachim le nochri agavime. And if she says yes, so then the mother is allowed to have the hot water heated up by the guy for her. So just heat up a little bit extra and give it to the child. And that's the answer to what do you do in this situation where the baby needs a bris milah on the 8th day. So this was Rava's teretz. When Mishashi says to him, so ime ko'achli tame, how can you tell me that the mother needs over here hot food, hot water? She's eating tamre. Now, Rashi explains, klomar hochazinon de'eino tzrichacham, we see that she doesn't need something hot, lishtos to drink, dotzone namiochle, because she's already eating cold dates. So if she's able to eat cold dates, it obviously must be that she doesn't need hot water. So this is a trick, this is a fake. You can't just say, wink, wink, you need hot water, and yes, we heat up hot water for her, which she doesn't need, and then give it to the for the baby's usage. So you're not allowed to do this. We see that she doesn't need hot water, she's eating these cold dates. So Rava says, no, that's actually her illness. Amalei, Amor, we can say over here, tunva bi alma hu dinoket law, that's her illness. Rashi says this tunva is a certain condition. Here's a foreign language words over here. Vocheles v'eina yodasma. She's eating something because she's just hungry, but it's actually harmful to her having this cold food. And in fact, if she says, no, I do need hot water, we believe it, even though she ate something that's cold, because that could just be this condition, that she's just very, very hungry, and she's even willing to eat something cold, even though that may be detrimental to her. So therefore, this is the case, the second case that we have, of the water spilling out for the baby, and how Rava said we can go heat up water potentially in a halakhically acceptable way for this baby. A third example of such a case, Hayinuka Dishtapecha B'chameme. Again, there was a baby that was born on Shabbos. The bris milah is the following Shabbos. They prepared the hot water as they're supposed to before Shabbos, and it spilled out. So what do you do? So in this situation, the following were the circumstances. Amul Rava, Rava said over here, listen, Panu li mone mi bei gavre lebei noshi. You can see diagrams of this in the Rashis that we have, as well as in the art scroll in footnote number 22. You can see this in the Illustrated Gemara on page 79, diagram number 237. And in the Pirush Chai on page 141, diagram number 22. Now, Rava tells them, I have hot water. Now, you can see this in the Pirush Chai and in the Illustrated Gemara, the hot water is actually in the Chotzer. You don't see that in the Gemara that we have, the diagram that we have in our Rashis, or in the art scroll footnote number 22, but in the Pirush Chai and in the Illustrated Gemara, clearly the hot water that he had was in this chotzer. You can see this in all of the diagrams, where the chotzer is. And Rava said, panuli mone, remove all the utensils that I have in my area where I stay, which is labeled as the men's quarters, mibe gavre. That's where the men in his house would sleep, and move it to the more inner chambers of Rava's house, which is where the women would stay, lebe nashe, as Rashi says, for tznias purposes. The men would be the first rooms that you'd encounter, and the women's rooms were all the way in the back in the house, so that they could have privacy and tznias and not be potentially interrupted in when they're getting dressed or whatever they're doing in their houses. So, you have basically Rava's house, which is having an outer part of the house, which is for the men and an inner part of the house for the women. And Rava's stuff was in the men's area. So he told them, remove all of my stuff from the men's area and put it into one of the women's chambers in the back of the house, Levei Noshe. And then the Ezel V'Esef Hosom, I will leave the men's area and I will go and live and I will stay in one of the women's areas, in one of the rooms for the women. And therefore, the Ivtilhu HaChotzer, and then I will go and be Mavatel, I'll give up my rights to the Chotzer, and therefore, the Chotzer now will be given over to the parents of the child who needs to have a bris mila. They're the other house in the chotzer, and the other side, and therefore, this chotzer now is mevutal to them, and they can go bring from the chotzer, the hot water that's in the chotzer, into the house where the baby needs to have the bris mila. And in this way, we can do this. Now, why did Rava have to move all of his clothing from his area into the women's chamber? Why not just leave his clothing there and be mevatel? So Rashi says, he removed all of his clothing. So he shouldn't by accident forget and bring his clothing out. He's used to bringing stuff from his room into the chatzer. And this way he moved into the inner chambers, and this way he wouldn't forget and wouldn't by accident take out his stuff, because it's not there. It's in the inner chambers. He said, why is it in the chambers? Oh, he'll remember, and he won't by accident bring it out. So that's the suggestion that Rava gave to go get the hot water from his chatzer, and he was mevatel his chatzer to the parents of the child, and therefore they could get that water. Sounds like it's good. Ravina says no. Amli Ravina la Rava. Ravina asked Rava. Vamar Shmuel. Shmuel said, "Ein bitul rishus mechatzer lechatzer." This is exactly the problem that we had 2 days ago when we had the machlokas with Yochanan and Shmuel. Shmuel said, "You can't be mevatel from one chatzer to another chatzer." Now here, Rava's chatzer is being mevutel to the other people's chatzer, and that's exactly what Shmuel said you're not allowed to do. So if you hold like Shmuel, you got a problem. So Rava says, "I don't hold like Shmuel." Amle, ana, ki Rav Yochanan sfile. Exactly, no problem. I hold like Rav Yochanan, who says the Amar Yesh Bitul Mechatzel Chatzer, and this is why I was allowed to do this. Shmuel says, "The lo sava lo amar ki Shmuel." So wait a second. If you're telling me you don't hold like Shmuel, so then we turn to the Amar Beis. So then, how come Nesiv Mar Bedulse? Then you should have stayed in your room. Why did you bedafka go into the inner chamber? And what you should have done is v'nivta lehu l'ditu, should have just said, I'm giving up my rights in the chotzer, and therefore the people, the parents of the child, could go take from my chotzer, because I was a batel, my chotzer. V'niyadju inu, and therefore I could have left all my stuff in the inner chamber. Once they got the hot water, they could have said, now we give it back to you. V'niyadju inu, v'nivatu le'lamar. And then they could have given it back to me. Because while Shmuel doesn't allow that, the Amar Rav, Rav who argues with Shmuel, mevatlin v'chozu mevatlin. If you're saying, I don't pass like Shmuel, I hold like Rav Yochanan, so then you don't pass like Shmuel, you should hold like Rav as well. And Rav said that you could do the bittul, you could have left all your stuff in the chamber that you normally live in, the room that you normally live in, be mevatel the chotzer where the hot water was, they'll go take the hot water, and then once they get the hot water inside, they're mevatel back to you. And therefore, you could take all your stuff out from your chamber, from your room, back into your chatzer, because they were remavatel it back to you. That works out great if you don't hold like Shmuel. But if you hold like Shmuel, then you can't do that. So why did you seem to hold like Shmuel in one and not like Shmuel in the other? So that's exactly what Rava says. It's not mutually contradictory to say I hold like Shmuel in one and I disagree with Shmuel. So when Shmuel argues with Rav Yochanan in that situation, I hold like Rav Yochanan, you're allowed to be mevatel from chotzer to chotzer. But when this machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, can you be mevatlin, chozin, or mevatlin, there I hold like Shmuel. It's not a tacit disaster. It's not mutually contradictory to hold like Shmuel in one machlokas with Rav and to hold like Rav Yochanan in the other machlokas with Shmuel. What's the problem? So Ravina says, no, the two are mutually contradictory because you can't hold like one without holding like the other. You have to hold like Shmuel throughout because it's the same opinion. It's the same opinion that he argues with Yochanan, he argues with Rav. What is that, according to Ravina? Why did Shmuel say, I don't hold like Rav and I hold, you're not allowed to be Mevatel v'chozim Mevatel? Isn't it because Lav, Mishum Dekivan, Debatle l'Rishusei? Because once you're giving up your rights in the yard, so istalikle mihoch legamre, you're basically saying, I no longer live here. I no longer have any rights over here. V'havaleke ben chotzer acharis. And that turns you into somebody who's not living there, and therefore you're ben chotzer acharis. Bein bitul rishus mechotzer lechotzer. So that's why they can't give it back to you, because it's be mevatel from one rishus to another rishus. So if you hold, like Rabbi Yochanan, that you're allowed to be mevatel from one rishus to another rishus, then you should have allowed in this situation, Rava, to keep all of his clothing in his room because he could get it back because Mevatlin, V'chozhin, Mevatlin. And that's what Ravina said. It is a tie to disaster. Either you hold like Shmuel in both cases or you hold like Rav Yochanan and Rav in both cases. So, Ein Bitl Rishus, Mechotz L'chotzer, Mar Nami Lo Nifto. So therefore, they shouldn't have been able to give it back to you. If you hold like Shmuel, then you have to hold like Shmuel across the board. Rava says, no, I disagree. Hossam Hainu Taima, the reason why Shmuel says that Ein Chozrin, Ein Mevatlin, Chozrin Mevatlin has nothing to do with the machlokas between Shmuel and Rav Yochanan about whether you be Mevatl or Mechotzer L'chotzer. No, he says, you know why Shmuel says you shouldn't do this? Because it looks like it's fake. Ki hechid lo lehevi milso de rabban and kechuka vitlula. It shouldn't look like a joke over here. Rashi says, kechuka is schok. It looks like a joke. Vitlula is leitzanis. It looks like it's silly. It's ridiculous. Well, for 10 minutes, it's his. Then for another 10 minutes, it's his. Then for another 10 minutes, it's his. That's ridiculous. Basically, this is a joke. And therefore, Shmuel says, it makes the rabbi's words look like a joke. If you can do whatever you want, just say, oh, I'm a vatel. And that's why Shmuel says, you're not a vatel. But it has nothing to do with bitul mechotzer lechotzer. They're two separate machlokasin. And therefore, Rabbi has no problem holding like Rav Yochanan in his machlokas against Shmuel, but holding like Shmuel in his machlokas against Rav. So now let's better understand this machlokas between Rav and Shmuel Gufa. We're now going to analyze it a little bit more deeply. Rav Amar Mevatim Chozim Mevatim and Shmuel Amar Ein Mevatim Chozim Mevatim. What we just said, this machlokis is as follows. Lemo Rav Shmuel Bepluksu De Rabbanon De Rabbi Eliezer Komifligay. That this machlokis Amarayim, Rav Shmuel were great, great, great Amarayim, but if we can tie their machlokis into a machlokis Tanayim, that's always better. So the Gemara wants to suggest that this machlokis between Rav and Shmuel actually parallels a machlokis between Rav, who holds like the Rabbanon, and Shmuel that holds like Rabbi Eliezer. What is that? The Rav, the Omer Rabbanon, Rav holds like the Rabbanon. You can see in Rashi, the Amrei b'Masnisin, we'll learn in the Gemara, on Daf Samach Tes, in the Mishnah there, Beis o Osu l'hachnis l'hotzi lo, that when a person gives up his rights to the Chotzer, if a person was a Vatel, his share in the Chotzer on Shabbos, which you're allowed to do, under the circumstances that we said you're allowed to do this, he's only Mevatel, according to the Rabbanon, his rights to the Chotzer. But he retains the rights to his house. He doesn't give that up. As opposed to Shmuel, the Yom HaKarevilah is Eliezer. Shmuel holds like Rabbi Eliezer, which Rashi says, we had this previously on Daf Chavav, the people are allowed to not only take in the Chotzer to their houses, but they can even go into his house, the person's house who's Mevatel, and take stuff from his house and bring it to the Chotzer and vice versa, because Shabita Rishuso of the Rishus Beiso Nami Bito, when he's Mevatel his Rishus, he's not only Mevatel his rights in the Chotzer, like the Chachamim say, but not his house. He's also, according to Rav Eliezer, Mevatel his rights to the Chotzer, as well as the rights to his house. And therefore, this is the fundamental machlokas. According to Rav and the Rabbanon, he's only Mevatel his rights in the Chotzer. Lo Mistalik Le Legamre, he's not removing himself totally. Velo Havi Le Keben Chotzer Acheres, and he doesn't become like a Chotzer Acheres. And therefore, when he were to get it back, Rav says you're allowed to get it back because you're not considered being Mevatel Mechotzer L'chotzer. You're still part of that Chotzer. As opposed to Shmuel, who says that, like Rabbi Eliezer, you're totally removing yourself, so now it's like you're in another Chotzer. And that's why Shmuel says, you're not allowed to be Mevatel Mechotzer L'chotzer. So therefore, let's align this Machlokas of Rav and Shmuel as to whether Mevatel Mechotzer Mevatlin according to the Machlokas of the Rabbanon and Rabbi Eliezer. So Gemara says, no, neither Rav nor Shmuel wants to be locked in to holding like only one. They want to be hold like Kuli Alma. So I'm going to look Rav. Rav says, I know, in fact, not only do I hold like the Rabbanon, that's obvious, I could even hold, I know, the Amri Afilu L'Rabbi Eliezer. I could even go according to Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, in that situation, you're giving up your rights not only to the chotzer but to your house. So ad kan lo kamar Rabbi Eliezer hosom hamavata rishus chatzer rishus beiso bitel, that when a person gives up his rights, he's giving up to the house and to the chotzer, not only to the chotzer alone but also to his house. Mishum de bevayis lo chotzer lo dairi inshe, because it doesn't do him any good to have the house rights and not the chotzer rights. You need both of them to really live well. However, I will lineally estaluke miyomer, but to say that I no longer live there at all. No, that far, I'm not going. And therefore, I'm not considered a separate chotzer. So Rav could say, even in this situation, I'm not considered a separate chotzer. And therefore, he could get his rights back if they were chozer umevato. Shmuel. He says, no, don't lock me into just the Das Yochid of Rabbi Eliezer. I want to be like the Chachamim. Of course I'm like Rabbi Eliezer. Shmuel Amar, Ana, the Amri, I feel like Rabbanim. Of course I hold like Rabbi Eliezer, but I even could hold like the Rabbanim. Because Ad Kan Lo Kam Rabbanim Hossam, because in that situation, the rabbi said that he's only mevatel the rights to the chotzer, but he's not mevatel the rights to his house. Elamai de batel batel de lo batel lo batel. Because what he said to me mevatel the chotzer, he's mevatel, but his house he never said he's mevatel. He's not mevatel. Avomai de batel mir istalik legarme. But he said I'm giving up the chotzer, so it means he's totally giving it up. And now for him to get it back, that would be getting back mevatel mechotzer lechotzer. Shmuel says that you're not allowed to do. So therefore, this machlokus between Rabbi Shmuel cannot be automatically tied to the machlokus between the Rabbanon and Rabbi Eliezer. Mark tries again. Amar Vacha Barachan, Amar Rav Shesh says, let's try to tie this machlokas between Rabbi Shmuel to the following machlokas Tanoim, Kitanoi, like a different machlokas Tanoim. What is that? This is the Mishnah that we just talked about on Samach Tes Omud Beis. Mishnos and Rishuso, if somebody gave over his Rishus, Behotzi, and then, after he gave over his Rishus, if he gave over his Rishus, he then either Ben Bishogeg or Ben Bemezid, he took something out from his house into the Chotzer, so he retroactively nullifies his original Bittul. Oser, he nullifies his original Bittul. This is the opinion of Meir, Divrei Meir. On the other hand, Rav Yehuda Omer, no. Only Bemezid, Oser, if he intentionally said, Hini Mucha Muzunah, I'm taking my stuff out because I'm essentially retroactively negating my Bittul. So then, that works. He's negating it. However, Bishogi, if he forgets what he's doing and he takes something out, and also he doesn't retroactively go and ruin it, his bittul still takes effect. Now, this is Machlokas, Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Yehuda. So, Rav Acha Bar Chana said in the name of Mershaches, what is this Machlokas? My law, B'Hokim Ivli. Aren't Rav Shmuel, in fact, arguing about this Machlokas between Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda? The Mar Savar, the Rav Meir holds over here, Mivatlin, the Choshev Mivatlin, that a person could, in fact, he was Mivatel, and then he took it back, whether he did B'Shogig or B'Mezid. Oh, that's exactly like Rav. So Rav holds like Rav Meir. Umar Savar, Rav Yehuda, holds like Shmuel, Savar, ain't Mivatlin, the Choshev Mivatlin. You're not going to go and be Mivatel once you're Mivatel. The proof is, only B'Mezid does that work, but B'Shogig, it doesn't work. So therefore, you can't go and retract. So therefore, Ein chozrin umivatlin. You can only do it one time. Therefore, let us say that this machlokas Rav Meir Yehuda is actually the machlokas Rav Shmuel. So this is what Rav Acha Bar Chana said, and Amar Rav Acha Bar Tachlifa, a different Rav Acha, said no. In the name of Rabbah, Mishmei the Rabbah, lo, that's incorrect. In fact, Rav Shmuel don't align like Rav Meir and Yehuda. In fact, the Kuliyama, Eim Avatlin, Chozim Avatlin. The Machlokas in Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, everybody in fact holds that Eim Avatlin, Chozim Avatlin. You can't say that that's what Rav Shmuel are arguing about, Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, when both Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda both say, like Shmuel, that Eim Avatlin, Chozim Umavatlin. So then what are they arguing about, Rav Meir and Yehuda? Do we make a knas, bikonso shogeg, or to mezig, komifligi? They're arguing over here, do we make a knas on somebody by accident did it, because bemezid, he certainly can, so do we make a knas on by accident? So in fact, Rav Meir says, mar sovar konsu shogeg, or to mezid, because you could ruin it bemezid, so then we don't take any chances, and we say, because you ruin it bemezid, we're going to also ruin it for you b'shogeg. We make a knas. On Yehuda, Rav Yehuda, on the other hand, Umar Savar, lo kanzu shogeg to mezid. He says, no, b'mezid, we make you're not allowed to go, and be mevatel v'chozu mevatel. But b'shogeg, we didn't institute anything in that situation, and therefore this machlokas between Rav Meir and Yehuda has nothing to do with Rav Shmuel. The Gemara concludes and says, Rav Ashi Amar, that our first teretz was the correct teretz. Rav Shmuel b'pluksu the Rav Elezer v'rabon kol miflegei. In fact, Rav Ashi says, the way we first learned it, that Rav Shmuel, Rav holds like the Rabbanan, and Shmuel holds like Rabbi Lezer, that in fact is the correct way to understand the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Now we go back and we discuss the Mishnah. The Mishnah, we had an example. We said, Amar Gamliel, I'll show you that only for a non-Jewish person does a bittul not work, but you have to be maskit from them, but for a Jewish person, bittul is good. And Amar Gamliel, Maisa Bitztuki, there was a Tztuki, they were the Tamidim of Tzadok, the Baisusim of the Tamidim of Baisus, and they never went off the Derech, and they didn't believe in the Torah Shebe'al Peh. So there once was one of these Tzedukim, Maisa Bitztuki Echot Shaya Dorimonu, that lived in our yard with us, and Rabbi Gamliel allowed him to do Bittul, because he's Jewish. So he holds that a Jewish person is allowed to do Bittul. So Gemara says, wait a second, who was talking about Tztuki? Tztuki, Man de Karshmei. The Mishnah was talking about a guy. So why is he mentioning anything about a Tztuki? So where it says, Chisur Emechsev al-Ritani, yeah, there were pieces missing from this Mishnah. And this is what it means. Stuke areyu kinochri. The Tanakhama holds that it's stuki has the same dinim as a nochri. In other words, you can't do bittel. And along comes Rabbi Gamliel, and he disagrees. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, no. Omer, it's stuki ain't no kinochri. He says that stuki is a yid. Albeit he's a yid off the derech, but he has the hasem alochus as a yid, not like a nochri. And I'll show you that I'm right. Yomer Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel said, Ma'aseh b'tzduki yachad, there once was such a tzduki, shayadori monim b'mav Yerushalayim. He lived with us in our courtyard in Yerushalayim. And Rabbi Gamliel said that his father told all the people in the courtyard, Amalanu Abba. Rabbi Gamliel's holy father said, Maru, quickly go out Erev Shabbos, botziu es hakelim l'mavui, take out any utensils that you want to take out, into put them into the courtyard, into the mavui, botziu es hakelim l'mavui, before the tzduki goes and takes something out and is choser umivatel. He was mivatel, and then he would ruin it by putting something out. So before he does it, you claim that right, and once you claim the right, so then it's batel, and he can't ruin it for you. That's the girsa that we have. And therefore, according to this girsa, Rabbi Gamliel shows that once the tzduki was mivatel to it, as long as you go and chop it, you grab it, the right, before the tzduki can retract it, so then the tzduki can be mevatel. That's version number one. Ayin Gemara says, Votanya, but there's a braisa that seems to say otherwise. It says, Hadorim hanoch im nochri tzduki ubaisusi. The braisa is holding like the Tanakhama of our Mishnah. And it says that if somebody lives with either a goy, a tzduki or a baisusi, again, these are tamidim with tzaduk and baisus, as I mentioned, that didn't believe in the Torah Shabbat Peh. So according to the Tanakhama, in all situations, Hare, Elu, Oser, and Olav, they all are going to be Oser, and they can't do Bittel, you have to be Maske from them the rights. And along comes Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, no, Tztuki, Baisusi, ain't an Oser. He says that Tztuki and the Baisusim are Yidin, albeit Yidin off the Derech, and therefore, Bittel works, and they can be Mevatel on Shabbos. That Tztuki or the Baisusi can be Mevatel on Shabbos and work. That's what Rabbi Gamliel is telling us. But here's now where this is different. Until now, it seems like they're exactly the same. But here's the different part according to the second version. There once was such a stuki. Lived with Gamliel and his friends and his family in a certain Mavi in Yerushalayim. And Rabbi Gamliel told his children, well, here, not Rabbi Gamliel's father, Bamalan Rabbi Gamliel upon him. Here, Rabbi Gamliel told his children, Banai, Maru, quickly go, Votsiu Mashatem Motsiem, take out from your houses, from your courtyards, anything that you want to bring into the Mavui before Shabbos, Vichnisu Mashatem Achnisim, or bring in from the Mavui or the courtyard anything you want to bring into your houses or into your courtyards, because once the Tztuki, this Tztuki, calls him a Toev, an abominable person, goes and brings something out, or take something in, the Yasser Aleichem, he's going to ruin it for you. Because unless you claim it first, he could retract. But if you claim it first, so go do it first, so then he can't retract. This is Divrei Rav Meir, and this is exactly the way we learned it in the first version. But now we have a difference. Along comes Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda gives us another interpretation. This is the difference between now the second version and the first version. It's only according to Rav Yehuda. He says, quickly, Rav Gamliel told his sons, Maru vasu tzorchei b'mavui, do whatever you need to do in the mavui, because regardless of your acquiring it first, you must take it out, do whatever you're going to do, put in or put out before it gets dark, because he's going to ruin it for you. According to this version, Rabbi Yehuda says that the tztuki is like a goy, and therefore he's not allowed to go and retract it, and therefore, unless you masker it from him, bittel doesn't work because he's no different than a goy. And therefore, in this situation, you better go and do whatever you need to do before Shabbos starts. Put out there whatever you want or take in from there whatever you want, because once Shabbos starts, the bittel that he did for you is worthless. Now the more questions is, Omar, we just said, Hotziu mashetem motziim, vichnisu mashetem achnisim, that Rabbi Gamliel told his children that, according to Rav Meir, go put in there whatever you want, or take out from there whatever you want. Because if he goes and puts something out there first, so then he'll ruin it for you. Lememro, that implies the chimavchi inhu. Does that mean that if the tztuki puts it out after you, it doesn't ruin it? Because he said, Achelo Yotzi, only the toy, if the tztuki goes and does it, he'll ruin it for you. Lememro, the chimavchi inhu, that if they put it out first, and then the tztuki puts it out, lo wasari, it wouldn't ruin it. Is that really true? We turn to the Omer Aleph, but that's not true. We learned in a Mishnah, that Mishnah on Daf Samach Tes on the Beis, we'll get to it in tomorrow's Shir, Mishnah Nosen Reshuso, if somebody gave up his rights, right, this is Bittul, Nosen Reshuso is the Lashon of Bittul, Vahotzi, and then afterwards he took something out according to Rav Meir, Bein Meshogi Bein Memezid, oh sir, he does ruin it, Rav Meir. So therefore, how can you tell me that Rav Meir seems to be saying that if you do it first before the tzduki, then his bittul works. But according to this Mishnah, even if you do it first, but the tzduki does it afterwards, it ruins the retraction. It nullifies the bittul. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef, no, you're reading that Mishnah wrong. Ema, instead of reading that it should be, if Hotzi Bein Bishogi Bein Mimezin is Oser, the correct Girsa should be Ema Eino Oser. It in fact should read that according to Rav Meir, he's not Oser, as long as you grabbed it first. Since you took it first, so Rav Meir's opinion would be that once you took the bittul, so to say, and used it, so then he can no longer nullify the bittul. So this is the teretz that we give, teretz number one. Arm of Yosef, Eino Oser, that's why the Mishnah has to be changed around. But teretz number two, Abaye Amar Lo Kasher, no, there's no contradiction. The way we just explained it, we changed the Mishnah around. But Abaye says you can leave the Mishnah as it is, that the word should be, Hotzi Bein Mishogi Bein Mezid is Oser, Divrei Meir, you don't have to change it around, Lo Kasher. It depends who grabbed it first. If the people in the Mavui grabbed it first, so then, as the Braisa states, so the Tzduki can't get it back. They're fine. However, in the Mishnah, according to the Girsa that we have, the way the Mishnah is, not like Rabbi Yosef changed it, but according to the Girsa that we have, the people didn't grab it first, so the Tzduki, until they grabbed it, is allowed to retract. And Vatanya, this is Benichusa, Rashi says, this is a proof. This Vatanya, I'll show you that that's true from another Braisa, because it says, Ashalonosan Rishuso Hotzi. If he brought out something into the Mabui before he did the Bittul, so then, Bein Bishogei, Bein Memezid, Yochel Levatil, then he can still go and do Bittul. As Rashi says over here, Yochel Levatil, Afal Gav Demumahu, he's turned himself essentially into a mumar, into a tzduki, L'chal Shabbos. Nevertheless, Yochel Levatil, oh, you see, that he can do Bittul over here as long as he does it first. That's the opinion of a mayor. Review Domer, no, Bishoge Yochel Avatel. However, Bemezid ain't a Yochel Avatel. As Rashi says, Kisav Rav Yehuda, Mechalo Shabbos, ain't Yochel Avatel below Schirus. So, if you're at Stuki, Rav Yehuda's opinion is that you can't do Bittul. He brings out this stuff without an Eruv. So then he's essentially saying, I don't believe in Eruv. I'm a Mechalo Shabbos Mephahesi over here. Therefore, he's like a Goy, and a Goy can't do Bittul. You have to do Schirus. So this is proof to the Shita that Abaye just told us. With this, we conclude today's shir.